This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, he's got to start first.
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my bad. You were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What dead? It is, yeah. It's burned down with us.
Bloody idiots. Get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why does it always have to go first? Esther, seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just really tired, guys.
I'm tired and I'm cold. Like, I can't believe how cold it is. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, obviously, it sounds obvious here, but like, I'm in my house. The heating is currently on. I'm in a jumper and thermal leggings. Primark have these leggings. Let me put you guys on. Primark have these leggings, yeah. And it's got fur lining, like, on the inside
is
fur.
Yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
Your ass be hot. It's sick. I love it. So anyways, this is how warm I am here. My hands are cold, Akil. I'm so, like, cold-blooded. It's ridiculous.
No, same. But I'm, like, I've got the electric thing on, and I'm sitting in my bed right now.
Listen.
With the
blanket. Do you know what I'm
going
to do? So, basically, I'm going to do a test here. I'm going to try and do a test to see if if I have a sickle cell trait. Because apparently, you've been really cold with that.
Yeah, no, I think everyone should do it, to be honest, because... You just never know, like.
But then, and you don't want to be. Hard.
Yeah, I think you have to lie, basically. Like, you have to basically, like, lie and say that you're. I think, was it a mom that was saying that you have to lie and say that you're planning, like, you're. What do they say these days? Like, you're planning to have a child. Like,
okay.
Is it family planning?
Like, yeah, family planning. Yeah. But then, don't you think that's weird though? Like, don't I say this world just doesn't like black people? Because why should we have to lie about it? I remember in Nigeria, you do it so obviously, but then when I think about it now, actually, I said it out loud. It's obviously a black country, so duh.
No, but apparently also when you're younger, I think apparently they tell your parents.
Okay.
But also I kind of understand why and why they don't do it, because I think obviously, like, resources and stuff, like, they can't be testing everybody.
Yeah. True.
But so at the same time, it's like, okay, I get it. But at the same time, it's like, if people test and they know, it's better to prevent, like, early prevention than for people to be going
having
through
to kill.
It and not, than not knowing, and then having meeting somebody and having a child and then putting that child in, like,
danger,
pain and stuff.
Yeah, because I remember even on what's it called, on TDA, we had a guy, I think his name's Emmanuel, and he's got sickle cell. And he was saying, like, if everyone actually did their due diligence, sickle cell could actually be extinct. But again, some of you people will be doing that in love. You're so in love.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not, I think it's a thing where, because getting tested is not so easily, like, available, it then puts people in these, like, tricky situations where you end up falling in love, and then it's like, do you know what I mean? I think it was a thing where it's like, whoa.
I knew it. Kiki Palmer's pregnant.
Girl, you are so late.
Girl, I don't be, listen, I'm off social media.
I'm so
happy for her.
You are so late.
I'm so happy for her. I knew it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so beautiful. That baby's going to be so funny.
Yeah, if she takes
that
after her mum anyway.
A comedic genius. Say again?
I said, if she takes after her mum anyway.
Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I'm just, stop.
Wait,
it.
I...
This is so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's pregnant.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, she's doing her thing.
Do you know what's weird though? In this day and age, yeah, that you can't actually have a secret. Because I remember, like, the reason why I saw it a while ago was because people were like, oh, interview, she's wearing this, she's wearing that. Like, you actually can't be private and pregnant in private these days. Well, celebrities, yeah, anyway.
To be fair, I never actually, like, I don't really follow her like that. So I don't really see, I didn't really see it until, like, today. And then I was like, oh, shoot, like, you're actually pregnant. So when people, when she was saying that, like, people are spreading rumors that she's pregnant, I never actually saw it until today. And I was like, oh, you're actually, like, you're pregnant. But it's cute. It's cute. She deserves it, man. It's cute. I love seeing, like, young mums. So like,
I love it. Pregnant. Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's like, it proper suits you.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean. I think there's something about it. I think it's just, like, just nice looking. Like, just being, like, a stylish, like, a young mom. Like, you're just full of life, full of energy. Yeah. Such a vibe.
And her belly looks so, like, it sounds weird, but her belly looks so nice. Like, nice and chocolate. No, I can see, love
like,
it.
Not nice and chocolate, child. I feel like I can see, like, an ab outline.
Yeah,
that would not be my story, boy. I'm even planning to hop on the gym after this recording.
Mate, when I tell you right now, I'm so slumped because I basically made a full English.
I'm really just finding out so much stuff. I'm sorry. Anybody else is engaged?
Oh my god, guys, I'm so dumb invested today. Honestly,
oh, this is so beautiful.
Yeah,
but I'm late and slow. When I tell you, I've been off. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Carry on. So yeah, your full breakfast.
I forgot what I say now. What was I?
I feel like actually you're over me.
Oh, I made. What did I make? I made full English. Yeah, and I'm just so slumped. But yeah, no, you can see Kiki Palmer's stomach. Like, I think she's probably far along, but because she's got a flat belly, it's like small.
That's true.
But it's the same thing with Molly Mae as well. Like, because she's small as well, when she first announced she's it, her belly looks small, but she's probably like far along.
Yeah.
In her pregnancy. But yeah, only Buzz is engaged as well.
Oh, this is so lovely.
Yeah, she's being so beautiful. Well. I love the red lip.
Oh, let me see. I didn't notice it. I just noticed
the ring. If you're not from the UK, Only Bells is a social media influencer.
Yeah,
she got engaged to her man.
You know, is that kind of ring is my favorite kind of ring. You know, it's just nice, cute, and just. Girl.
But I like
a ring
that's simple, but it's still doing its thing.
It's doing, It understands the assignment.
Yeah. I like a nice ring. But yeah, no, it's nice as well. It's like a nice ending to the year as well. Like, if you get engaged in December, it's like a nice touch, like a nice way to remember the end of the year, like going into new year with you and your man, like fiance.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Because you know what it is as well? Like, I think the last 2 years, around this time, it's always been depressing. People are dying. Like, it's just so nice to just see people actually procreating, which is lovely. Seeing people like wanting to get married. I feel it's just, I feel like it's been such a year. Yeah. Like, even who said it? Someone said it to me the other day. No, it was a client I had. Big up, Angel. But she was saying how, like, we nearly had a war this year. So that's so true. I forgot.
Oh, with the Ukraine stuff, right?
Yeah. Do you remember all the memes talking about World War III? I said, this is an inconvenience, child. Yeah. I can't take
it. But with those things, I don't keep up with it, you know, because I just think it's not good for my mind. Like, to know there's a war going on. So I just see the little snippets that I see maybe from, like, social media or, like, basically social media. But in terms of, like, watching the news and, like, trying to hear all the bad stuff, I don't have time for it because I don't want to know. I really don't want to know.
Yeah, do you know when I blocked it all out? It was COVID. I stopped watching the news because every time I went there, they're telling me these people died. I said, y'all gotta go. This ain't it.
Yeah, that was a tough time, to be fair. That was quite a tough time.
That was a difficult time.
No, it's nice to like see like nice things happening to people. Like it's just cute.
Beautiful.
Especially people that you followed while growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kiki Palmer, like it's kind of like we all grew up together with Kiki Palmer, technically.
Yeah.
How old is she even? I think she's probably our age.
Yeah, I think she's like maybe like a year old. I think she's like 28 or 29. Let me see Kiki Palmer. I'm so happy for her.
She's 29. Okay, so she's technically our age. And she's had a kid. Like she's just cute. So cute.
That's so beautiful.
I think she's one of the very few like celebs who are very like real. Like,
yes, oh, she's very real.
To be something that she's not, like, she's just like, I'm Kiki and this is me, and like,
yeah,
you know.
Do you know when I knew she was real yet? Is when one time she came on Instagram and she was like, listen, why do I have acne? And she was like, this is what my skin looks like. She's like, I'm fuming. Like, she's like, why can't I get a booty from my mama? Like, of all the things my mama has and I have, I had to get the acne. Like, she was just so, so real about it.
Yeah.
And I just love it.
Yeah, no. Shout out to Kiki Palmer. Congratulations. There's congratulations, I feel like, this year. Like, a lot of people have had getting pregnant, had babies, engagements. Like, I feel like when you go on social media, it's just, it's either engagements or...
yeah,
baby showers or announcing they're pregnant. Like, it's just so many things, and it's nice because I feel like everybody's growing up.
It's and, like, nice,
like, stepping into like the next phases of their life.
Yeah, it's definitely like a chapters.
Yeah, it's cute.
I've just definitely seen on your story, cute. So cute.
Oh, Kiki Palmer.
Mm.
Yeah, somebody was like, "Oh, I still see Kiki Palmer as that little girl."
Yeah. Because we literally grew up with her. Like, I remember.
That's what it is, yeah.
And actually, looking now that she's actually our age, we're actually age mates. So, of course, yeah, it feels like.
Yeah. But it feels like we're not, like, even though she's 29,
yeah.
It's like, technically, it feels like she's not our age mate, but she is our age mate. It's crazy. Yeah. I never thought I'd be an age mate with a 29 year old.
I'm screaming.
We are getting old.
You're so funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
I keep saying, like, it for me, age mate with 29-year-old.
No, but if someone says, oh, yeah, I'm 30, that's our age mate.
Mm-hmm. Girl. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. No, it's crazy. But now, how are you, though?
I'm okay, you know. I'm okay. I'm definitely on the mend, on the rise, which is very good. I'm so happy. I've definitely been in a dip. I think at some point, I'll be able to talk about it at some point, but not now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I've been in a dip, and... I'm finally in a place where I'm actually, like, I'm rising. I'm feeling a lot better. And
that's good.
Yeah. And I think it also helped because last week, I just took time off everything. Mm-hmm. So I took time off work, took time off TDA, deactivated.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted, like, the stillness and the calmness and the quietness. And I realized that because you know me, I like to take a social media break and stuff. And, like, things, I think over time, like, things build up, and, like, just being busy and just being so involved with life and actually us not taking a beat to actually rest, it gets to you eventually. And I was just burning out, and I thought, like, I still need rest, and I'm looking forward to Christmas break for that. But I think just this interim, just until I get to that point, it was just so needed. And even I was talking to Grace from Milk and Honey, and she was saying how, cause I was like, oh, she was, I think I was talking about, like, deactivating whatever. And she was like, do you know what it is? Yeah. She's like, with the younger generation, they've actually grown up, like, social media is all they know. This is for them. But with us, we've grown up in a time where we didn't have it at all. So this is why we need, more than they do, we need breaks. Do you get me? We need a time away.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't think we really deep how mind consuming it really is. When you think about, like, to actually, like, okay, do you know what the perfect example is? You know, people feel like, oh, I don't feel pretty enough. I don't feel like, so social media, you post it and you're like, oh, I don't have that much engagement. Say, for example, you get like 150 likes, and you're like, oh, that's not high enough. Because you're comparing yourself to someone else who got 1,000, for example.
Yeah.
Can you imagine when you step out here and 150 people compliment you? Do you know how draining that will be?
The thing is, you wouldn't be able to even take it because you'd be thinking, right, I must look really nice today for 150 people.
Do you get me?
Like, I must be Beyonce at this point.
Listen, exactly. Yeah. So, like, when stuff about social media, when we actually bring it down to the human level and the level of actually feeling and understanding, it's just like, yeah, man, you need a break when you need a break. And even just, like, seeing people's, honestly, it's not just bad things that can trigger you online. Like, I was saying, who was I talking to recently? Sorry, who was I talking to? I can't remember what I was going to say. And I was basically saying how, like, I'm even triggered by, like, good stuff online. Oh, Bianca from She's in a Pod. That's it. I was even saying how I'm like, even good things online triggers me now. Like, triggering is not just on bad things. Do you get me? Because obviously it would depend on where you are in your life and what kind of day you're having. And I just think,
100%,
yes, I was really glad I was able to kind of just tap out. Obviously, I'm back now because life. But I'm looking forward again over the Christmas period into the new year to just be able to tap back out again and just literally just be still, be silent, pray more, listen to God, just understand yeah. where it is I'm going next and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so all in all, to answer your question, girl, I'm actually doing better. Because I feel like I've been like a I don't know if it's come across in the episodes. I hope not, because I don't like putting bad vibes out there. But I feel like
no, that's good. I think that's needed as well, like to take a break away. Yeah. No. I think, do you know what, sometimes I think that as well, because I think sometimes people listen and think, like, you guys are always saying you're tired. Like, what's wrong with you lot?
But at the same time, guys,
that is literally life, guys. Like, being an adult, yeah, when my mum used to come home moody and then, like, the dishes weren't washed and stuff like that, I get it. Because, like, you coming from outside already, you've already got your outside stresses. Yeah. Like, whether it be work, whether it be little things like missing the train. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, or, like, God.
You craving something so much and you go into the shop and it's not there, like little things like that.
Oh, that's the worst thing.
Little things like that can stress you out. So you're coming back home into somewhere you think is your safe, like your haven, right? You come back in and it's like, oh, like something that you put somewhere has been misplaced, or like you're looking forward to your stew to come and eat your rice and it's not,
and there's
there
no
anymore.
Food now you gotta think of what you can eat. Gosh.
Yeah, or like the dishes have not been washed, the laundry has not been dried, like little things like that will really send you off the edge. And the people that are inside are thinking, why are you being dramatic? Like, why are you, just because dishes are not washed or whatever?
Yeah.
But they don't get that it's a build up of different things that have got you to this place.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like when I say I'm tired anyway, y'all, I don't mean to sound like, girl, you was tired every day, but literally I am tired
every day, Akuya. I'm tired every day. That ain't no shame in my game. I'm actually tired every day. And when you just think, like,
yeah,
I just think that, like, we get so caught up in life here, like it's actually like a race. It's just like a rat race. What is it? Yeah. Is it squirrels or hamsters that go around and suckle? That's actually what life is. You're constantly constantly doing this and doing that. Like, I was even speaking to a lady in my church today, and I was like, oh, how was your week? And she was like it was a lot. And then I would like to say to her, ma'am, are you retired? And she was like, I'm retired, but I had a very hectic week. Yeah. And I was like, that's the thing, that like, there's always something to do. Like, even my week of resting, I didn't rest properly. If I'm being honest, I didn't rest to my heart's content, because I was doing life admin. I was sorting out my room. I was doing my laundry. I was then doing, like, sorting out this business stuff and that stuff and going to the dentist. Like, there was always something to do. I just wanted to literally not do anything, just be in my house for 5 days straight.
Yeah,
and I couldn't.
It's a lot. Yeah.
So, no.
And that's the thing as well about like taking annual leave sometimes, is the fact that, like, I know for sure that I don't take annual leave to rest. Like, I don't can't remember the last time I took a day off work and said, I'm not doing anything. And I'm just taking the day off work for the sake of it. Like, majority of the time, I'm taking off work because I've got something else to do.
To do.
Whether it be I've got life admin, or I've got some appointment, or I'm going on a holiday. Like, and even holidays now, guys, is not really a rest. Like, listen. I don't know. Like, I enjoy going away and everything, because I feel like that's been me this year, like going away on holiday. But I haven't rested on those holidays.
Yeah.
I'd be doing something every day. And I'm like, well, that's not really a holiday, is it? If I'm going on a holiday. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm grateful to be able to do these things, because, you know, younger me would be like, girl, you know, you're living your best life. But at the same time, it's like, I'll be tired. Like, I come back from holiday being tired still. And I'm like, I think I need an actual holiday where I don't do anything. But then at the same time, I'll be thinking, you paid all this money to come on holiday. Why are you not doing anything?
Listen, that's my
bag. You can't win, basically. Like, you literally can't win.
No, because
I was going to say, there's times where also, like, I feel like I'm saying I'm tired. I feel like I'm still not doing enough. Like, I'm still not pushing myself enough.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, Lord. Once upon a time. Once
and that's what it is.
Time.
It's the balance, you know? Like, with the holiday one, yeah, like, I know that with me, when I go on holiday, I actually go on holiday to rest, because I'm always doing something here, and I can't come back from holiday more tired than when I left, or even as tired. So I always, but again, I think it's dependent on how you view these things, because I always say to you, I'm a tourist. I don't care what artifacts and what things. I don't care about that. Like, I'm more of a culture in terms of, like, speaking to locals and, like, going to the markets, that kind of stuff. But even then, one time is one trip, and that's it for me. And I think even with that, with resting and feeling like you, and then having that battle, no, the battle of being tired but feeling like you haven't done enough, or you have more to do, or you're behind. Honestly, yeah, with that, yeah, we really need to sort it out. Because it's so unhealthy, yeah. And again, I feel like when you start to look at that, when we start to, is it prode? Yeah, I think that's the word. Prode. Mm-hmm. Proding. Yeah, yeah. When you start to look deep down as to where that comes from and why that is, I feel like it comes from like when we watch other people's journeys. So my goal, right, is actually just focus on my focus. And you know what it is as well? Is to be gracious to myself. Because really and truly, there's actually 24 hours in a day. I'm sorry, but I have to get a healthy amount of sleep. Otherwise, I will not be able to function to do the things I want to do.
Yeah.
It's just really finding that healthy balance that works for you and understanding that your life journey is just your life journey. Like, it sounds obvious, but it's difficult because a lot of us don't do it. I definitely don't.
Yeah. No, I agree as well. And I think also sometimes like showing up for other people as well. Mm-hmm. Like you sometimes, well, for me anyway, I feel like I have the pressure to show up for other people.
Yeah.
Like, girl. Like go to certain things, like maybe like birthday dinners or like, how do I say it? Like, showing up for people in a sense, maybe not birthday dinners because that sounds a bit like it's just a birthday dinner.
But like, I don't want to do birthday dinners.
Something like just showing up for people in terms of like going to stuff
to support them, like either to support them or like to celebrate them, or it's literally it's just showing up for people.
Yeah, literally, I'm just showing up for someone. Like, I'm not going because I actually want to be there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind being there, but at the same time, it's not like I'm going because I actually want to be there. It's because I'm going because I want to show up for them. I want to support them because I feel like maybe that's my way of being a good friend, or a good family member or whatever. But at the same time, sometimes I'm just like, I am so tired, and I feel like I have this guilt of like, I need to show up. I need to be there. But it's like, I'm barely there for myself, child.
Do you know what it is as well?
For myself, I'm hanging on by a thread.
By a thread. When I tell you, like, if I didn't take time off last week, I don't know what would. I'll be honest with you. Like, my thoughts, my mind, the level of tiredness I felt. I've never gone that deep in it. I was actually scared for myself because I said, "What the hell does this mean? This can't, like, this is not it. Like, I need to bring it back." And I think with the showing up for people thing, I'll be honest. This year, I was just like, I will only show up where I'm fit to show up. Like, I get, obviously, sometimes it's like, it's a case where, like, you know what? You have to think of things outside of yourself.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, right now, I don't have the capacity. I think I've definitely, it hasn't been as bad as I'm making it sound, because there are things I've been to this year that I did not want to go to. Like, when I tell you, I did not want to do it. Birthdays, everything, I did not want to do it. But again, it was like, okay, do you know what? This means this thing to this person.
Yeah. Blah, blah. Exactly.
I think what I've had to do, because I feel guilty about stuff all the time, but I'm having to work through that guilt and not feeling guilty, because how can I feel guilt for not feeling great? Like, I don't feel good. I'm not in a position to be able to show up for you the way I know you want me to. And I can't take that guilt on. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm in a place where I can't take on showing up for people where I physically can't, or mentally can't, or emotionally can't. And I also can't take on the guilt of whatever it is that comes from me not showing up for you the way you want me to show up for you. And honestly, it's difficult. I can't lie to you. It's definitely been hard. But I've just had to accept that this is the season I'm in. So it's a place where, like, if that translates to someone think I'm not a good friend, then honestly, you can find a good friend in someone else. Like, I can't take it on. Because you know what it is? Because you know what I realized? I feel like I start to realize that I was pouring from an empty cup. Like, no one's filling this cup, my cup. But I'm
actually,
and the little I have, the remnants I have, I'm then pouring into other people. And I think it's just draining. But I think when it comes to life, like, I'm just reflecting and evaluating so much these days that you really, ultimately, you've got to do what's best for you. Because I'll be honest with you, if I was on my deathbed and I knew that I was not in a place to show up for something, I don't think that's what I'd be regretting, you know? Say I wasn't in a place where I could show up for something, but I forced myself to go against my body telling me sit down and rest, and then I was ill or whatever, I would actually wish I rested. And do you know what it is? It's a bit conflicting, because you know when you see like threads or like videos and people talking about like the things you should pay attention to in life, and they're like, oh, shop for your friends, shop for your family. But it's like, and people are like, oh, no one's ever on their deathbed wishing they rested some more. I think that's such a toxic mindset. But that's just how I see it, because I'm just like, this thing pushes people to show up for people, to show up, and to it puts so much pressure on people, even when they physically and mentally can't. That's why when someone then, like, trigger warning, sorry guys, but when someone then like dies, or when they come out and say, you know, I've been dealing with this level of like mental health illness for years, everyone is shocked, because they're like, oh, like, it's always the people that you're like, oh, you were the life of the party.
Yeah. I think it's mainly down to like communication for me anyway. I think because I'm very big on like showing, like, as much as I say, oh, like, oh, it's hard been showing up for people, blah blah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think I'm also very big on like showing up for people, especially people who I know that like pour into me. I'm like, I've got to show up for this person, I've got to be there, I've got to do this, da, 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 da. But at the same time, I think it's okay to not be able to show up as long as you communicate. Because I remember there was this thread online a while back where there was these three, I'm not going to say their names really, but there was these three influencers who used to be very close friends all together, like, they used to do content together and stuff.
Yeah.
And then one of them slowly basically kind of like drifted away from the other two.
Yeah.
And like was basically not like picking up calls and like not answering text messages, da 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 da. So one of them out of the trio was like, oh, like, this is a bit weird, like, blah blah blah, like, she kept on messaging. The one that was isolating herself wasn't picking up, so basically she was like, basically she just cut off the friendship, because like,
oh yeah,
she was messaging, like calling, you're not responding, but you're still like basically online, like, kind of, you know, You basically got a social media presence still, kind of thing.
Oh, yes, I remember,
She cut off the friendship. And this was, like, a big thing online. And I was like, do you know what? So then the one that I stayed to herself basically came back and after... Because basically the one who was offended by it went online and basically talked about this online and said, oh, like, guys, like, how would you feel, like, hypothetically, how would you feel if your friend... was isolating themselves, that like wasn't picking up your text message, blah blah blah, but they're out here on social media, da da da. So then the one that was asking herself saw it and was like, oh, basically, and she doesn't appreciate why this is being talked about on social media, and also she was basically going through stuff, and that's why she wasn't picking up calls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me think, because as we were just talking about that now, it came to my head, and I was like, you know what, for me, I just think it's all about communication. Like, I get people go through stuff, and I get, okay, you might go for a day without texting, you might go a week without texting.
Yeah.
Even then, I will start to think, if I message my friend and a whole week went by and nothing, I will start to get worried. Because I think for me, one day, two days, what's going on?
And you know, it's not like them.
Yeah, one day, okay, cool. You know, you didn't see your phone, whatever. I didn't pay a phone bill, cool. But 2 days,
no, I don't pay a phone bill.
Months, I completely understand why the friends would get annoyed, because if you're going through stuff, you don't have to give me the full details, but just let your friend know, do you know what, right now I'm kind of going through something, and you know, you might not be here for me, or blah 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 blah. Even then, if my friend said that to me, I'll be quite worried if they said you might not hear from me, because I'll be thinking, ah, what are you gonna go do next? So I think I hear that, in the sense of like, just going back to the whole showing up for people and like not being able to show up. I think it's okay if you're not able to show up, but I think just communicate and say, hey babe, like, I might not be able to come to this thing because right now maybe financially it's not going well. Even you don't even have to go into that level. Like, basically, I just, right now I'm not able to show up for you. I think it's all about communication. But there's some people who will just not communicate that.
Yeah.
And just ghost you. And I think that's where it's a bit like, I think that's where people get a bit upset about the whole showing up thing, because it's like, if I've showed up for you in the past and then all of a sudden it's like, birthdays you can't come, this you can't do, this you, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, you generally might have a reason as to why you're not being able to attend these things, but just let that person know, so then they don't feel like it's something that they have done, or just you don't really care about them no more. Do you know what I mean? I think for me it's all about communication anyway, like, just
for me, I feel like I have a different mindset when it comes to this. And I think that the reason why a lot of people who are going through something, for example, might not like tell their friends they're going through something, I think sometimes it's like there's different reasons. I think one of them can be that sometimes people don't create that space for someone to feel comfortable enough to tell you that this is what they're going through. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think also as well, for as someone who, when I deal with stuff, I literally don't tell anybody. Like, I just literally deal with it and just move accordingly. It's because, honestly, some things are not about you. So as a friend of someone who's going through something, in all honesty, in how I'm feeling, in what I'm dealing with, you are not my priority.
Yeah.
If, like, if we're going to call a spade, and I think sometimes people's feelings can get hurt by that because it's like,
yeah,
I guess it's ego. But in reality, when someone is literally dealing with stuff, you are not at the forefront of their mind. Like,
yeah,
you're not their priority. And so if they don't come to you and talk to you about, you know, whatever they're dealing with or whatever it is, it's not, do you know what I mean? I feel like people always automatically kind of link it to, oh, you don't care about me, you don't care about the friendship. But honestly, I'm not thinking about the friendship right now. I'm really not. What I am, I'm in the thick of what it is I'm dealing with. And that right now is my priority. And I think that with, yes, communication, I do believe in communicating. But again, there's so many reasons why some people don't feel, are not able to express how they're feeling. Like, I could be going through it and you could see me every day and I will not tell you that I'm going through it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And there's reasons why I'm not able to communicate and tell people that. There's layers to it. But I think also with people as well, I think the same way it's like communication, you want your friend to tell you they're dealing with something. I think that if your friend is distant, you can also communicate and be like, what's wrong? Is everything okay? Do you get me? And I think sometimes just checking on people. Like, honestly, as someone who deals with stuff and doesn't tell people, you are, respectfully, you are the last of my thoughts. Your birthday, your whatever, christening, whatever it is literally the least of my worries right now, because I don't even know if I can get out of bed today. How much more to be like, I'm going to send you a paragraph and let you know, blah, blah. And I think communication goes both ways. I think that it's also about knowing who your friends are. I think for me, like, I remember one time I didn't, it's like a few days before I hadn't talked to and spoken to one of my friends. And she literally sent me this paragraph talking about, like, she didn't feel like I was a good friend and blah, blah. And I was just like, first of all, it's never been like, I'm someone who I show up for people even when I don't have it in me to show up for them. That's the first thing. It is not like that. This isn't how it is that you automatically link me not being available to me not liking you. I think that's an insecurity. And I think people project on that front. If I got, like, you should know who your friends are. Do you get what I mean? You should know what your friend is like. Like, if you've got a friend who, when she has a problem, she doesn't say anything and this is how she deals with issues between you guys, then that makes sense. But if you have a friend who, that's not how they roll, how is them now, like, quote unquote ghost from your life for a period of time, how is the first thing to cross your mind, oh, like, it's personal to me? And I think it just gives, like, very main character. And to be honest, that, like, with my friend, with that, like, we weren't able to be friends after that, because I was just like, first of all, I was dealing with a lot and you didn't even think to check in on me. You're upset because you didn't think I checked in on you. But check-ins go both ways. And honestly, I feel like, because even when I was on Black Girls Living with Vic, I was saying how, like, with friendships, like, I love friendships, I love my friends that I have and everything, but I'm in a place where, and even it's actually the same even with family, where I don't place so much on relationships anymore, just because I find that a lot of it always revolves around what it is, what you can be for the other person, and not so much what they can be for you. And it revolves, it tends to be very one-sided. And so the way I live life now, I don't place so much emphasis and so much weight on it anymore, because I just can't take it on. I don't have the capacity for me not actually being mentally and emotionally in a good place to attend someone's birthday dinner, and they see that as me being a bad friend. Honestly, get a new friend. I can't lie to you.
Yeah,
I can't deal with that.
No, I hear what you're saying. I think for me it's more of like for me, I think it's more of a two-way thing, where obviously if you've checked up on your friend and they're not saying, like I said, you don't have to go into detail, but it's just a thing where, I can't come to your thing today, I'm not really feeling blah, blah, blah. You don't have to tell me, I don't know, like, the Baileys are coming to your door or something. Obviously, that's a bit extreme, but, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not,
yeah.
intricate, you know, because in a day, like, you don't owe anyone to, like, share. Even if you are friends, obviously it's nice if you're friends to be able to share stuff and stuff like that, but
yeah,
everyone's different and everyone, you know, goes through their own stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's more like, for me, I think it's more if you know there's a birthday coming up, for example, and you know you can't attend, there's some people who just won't even say anything. Like, they just, you, I think for me,
yeah,
the least you could do was just text a person and message them and say, oh, I can't come today, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But there's some people who just won't say anything, who will ghost you, da, 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 like, not, yeah, answer your text messages, blah, blah. And I get that obviously that person is not at the forefront. But I think, yeah, if someone's messaged you to check up on you, mm-hmm, it's different where that they're messaging you, just they're asking stuff of you. That's different. Because,
yeah, yeah,
like, literally, that's not even, like, your main priority. But I think, yeah, it's, yeah, the thing where they're messaging you, like, hey, hon, I haven't heard from you in a while, hope you're okay, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you haven't said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I just think, like, the least you could do is just message them back and say, hey, I know you might not have heard back from me,
yeah,
in a while, but, yeah, just, you know, I'm okay, mm-hmm, or I'm just going through something right now, blah, blah. Just so that the person at least knows that you're still, like, you're okay, but you're okay,
mm,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, but I think, yeah, I get what you mean. I think it definitely makes sense. But I think with the so just touching on the last thing you said about like, if someone messages you and message them back, I think,
yeah,
because I think I'm only speaking from experience, to be fair, in terms of, like, mm, I've literally been there where I don't have it in me to respond to messages. Like, yeah, I get, but that obviously you care and stuff,
like, are we talking like months, like weeks?
No, it won't be months, but I haven't been in a place where it's been like months since I replied to someone, or like,
yeah,
weeks. But it definitely will be like days where it's just like, I, yeah, don't have it in me to respond. Like, I just don't have it in me. And I think, yeah, of course people care and stuff like that, but I just think sometimes with certain things, like, I think unless you're in a situation, we never really understand the gravity of a situation unless we're the ones in it. So what, yeah, I do, I just kind of give grace and accommodation for that, to be honest. But I think also, I think even in you saying that, like, obviously the scenario is more if, you know, you've messaged them and, oh no, sorry, in terms of like events, let's say your birthday, for example, and,
yeah,
the person not saying anything. Of course, yeah, not saying anything, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
That's fair. But I'll be honest with you, I have certain friends where I have anxiety to tell them that I can't come to something.
Really?
I do. Like, I genuinely feel like, if I'm not in a place, the
response that you will get back from them, or like,
yeah, like the response I'll get back from them, the treatment of, oh, like that main character of, oh, you don't care, or you don't value the, mm-hmm, friendship, like that, I genuinely have some anxiety for some people where I can't, like, I don't want to go. I can't go. But it's the thing where I'll just tell them, and it's like I don't expect care and like tenderness back from that. I don't know if people clock that they do it, but it's like, because of how they operate, mm-hmm, I just know that, okay, it's gonna be
they're gonna feel some type of way.
And that feeling, yeah, some type of way is just like, it's annoying to me. But I do, yeah, think, obviously, if I can't go to something, I would tell someone, like, even if you're going to take it the worst way, I'm sorry, but I can't make it, and I'll let you know. Or, yeah, sometimes, I'll be honest, I've had times where the event has gone, because I don't like this thing of messaging people like hours before the event.
Yeah.
So I will let the event go, and I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it, this is why, blah, blah, blah. Do you get what I mean? So it's difficult, but I think, again, it always comes down to who it is that you're dealing with. Like, and do you know what I mean? Who it is that you're dealing with? Because I feel like you're someone who, I can't imagine any of your friends feeling a way about telling you that they can't make, like, anything. Do you get what I mean?
I think, I feel like
your approach.
No, because I think with me, like, there's been times where, I don't know, like, I've had friends be like, as in, like, friends telling me that they can't make something.
Yeah,
or like, telling them.
No, like, them telling you. So if you were doing something and I couldn't make it, because I'll, yeah, leave you down and out, I wouldn't feel anxiety telling you that I can't make it.
Oh, no. I think for me, as long as you tell me, like, that's my,
yeah,
thing. Like,
yeah,
if you,
yeah,
tell,
yeah,
me you can't come, that's fine. Because I think I've had, even, like, I know some people who've, like, spent, like, money on, mm-hmm, like, doing stuff that for other people on their birthdays. Like, where, you yourself, that you're coming, you don't have to spend a penny. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the thing, like, people have not, communicated that they're not attending in well enough time. Oh, yeah,
they're wasting money. That would piss me off.
Yeah, I think that for me, I just think that's why I'm just like, okay, that's a bit out of order. Like,
yeah.
Especially for, like, close friends. And you can't tell me that you can't come to my birthday, then,
yeah.
What are we friends for?
Like, yeah.
I feel like you should be able to just... like I said, you don't have to tell me the ins and outs. Like, you don't owe it to me to tell me.
But yeah, just communicate. You know, yeah,
you got burgled or whatever. Like, I'm using extreme examples, but mm-hmm. just communicate and say, oh, like, hey babe, I can't make it today. But even that, like, tell the person, guys, let's be real, if it was your manager at work and you messaged them and you said you can't come to work, would you message them 5 minutes before your shift? You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think even that, like, let's be nice and let's be guided. If you know you can't go somewhere,
let's be guided, child.
Message that person in well enough time, because if the roles were reversed,
yeah,
like, you yourself wouldn't like it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's, for me, it's like the common decency. Just message the person in well enough time. Obviously things happen,
yeah,
like, you know, you can't, even with us with studio, like, we'll go studio mm-hmm. and people messaging us how many minutes before saying they're going to be late, like little things like that.
You knew an hour ago you're going to be late.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I think for me,
it's people don't even turn up.
Anyway, girl,
stay for another day,
girl. But I think with the going through stuff thing, it's complicated. And I think it's case by case tonight.
It is, yeah.
By friend, if that makes sense, like
some
friends feel comfortable telling you what they're going through. And I think with me, like, even when I'm going through stuff, it's not that I don't feel comfortable, because me, like, if I'll talk, I will just be talking.
Listen, I think we'll be here all day.
Yeah, but I think for me, half of the time is more like, number one, I genuinely don't think, like, me talking about it is going to make it any better. Like, that's...
Okay,
that's
one let's of speak on that.
I don't say anything.
Yeah.
It's not that mm-hmm. I can't tell you. I can, but I just don't think... It's not going to change anything.
It's not.
It really won't. Like, whatever's going on is going on. And it's going to keep going.
It's going to keep going. And yeah. That's me too.
Yeah, until there's a resolution or there... the issue resolves itself or whatever mm-hmm. happens, like, and maybe that's when I feel like, oh, by the way, like, you know, I'm able to see the end of it, but mm-hmm. right now I haven't seen the end of it and I'm currently going through it. I might tell you, it'd be like a month later, because like, when it was happening, I was going through it.
Okay, yeah,
do you know what I mean? So I also don't want my friends to, like, take offense if I haven't told them something or anything, because mm-hmm. I'll be going through it, y'all.
Do you know, it's even, I'll be honest, even with that, yeah, sorry, but if you're gonna take offense, because it's not about you. Like, I don't have any tolerance for these days is that main character syndrome in someone else's story. Yeah. You need to relax yourself. But I know what you mean, because my thing is that, like, I'm not gonna tell you if me telling you is just you're all that's happened, yeah, is you just know tea. This is tea to you, but this is my real life problem. So yeah. What's the point? Like, if you're not gonna be able to offer me any kind of some advice, like, what's the point other than you just knowing a bit of gossip?
Yeah, but even with the advice thing, like, I don't mind telling my friends stuff, because it's not necessarily because it's for advice, but it's more like, this is what, like, I'm going through, or if there's something I can relate, like, if you're telling me something I can relate to it, and it's like, oh, but, like, same, like, vice versa, like, same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
But more time, it's just like, if I speak.
We'll be here all day, you know.
And number two, it's like, I'm still currently going through it, guys. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a mentality that I need to change or whatever. But, and I think also, I think maybe lockdown has made me kind of more, like, how do I say it? Maybe secluded.
Just kind of reserved. Yeah, same.
Yeah, because same. I think I'm the same way. Younger, like, I'll be so quick to be like, I'll be so quick to tell my friends. But now it's just like, I want to know for sure about certain things. I want to know mm-hmm. what I'm going through myself and process things myself before I'm so
quick that's to, like, that's a word. Yeah.
So open my mouth kind of thing. And it's not that I can't tell my friends stuff, I can. It's not that, like, I don't trust them, because I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just sometimes I need to process stuff on my own first before I...
Yeah.
Because honestly, y'all, like, half of the time... The people the closest to you don't even know half of the stuff that you've been through.
Absolutely.
And it's not because you don't want to tell them. It's just that mm-hmm. I just can't.
Yeah. And that is a flipping word. That is.
Yeah.
That is a word. But
yeah. So it's I don't want anyone to, like, and I don't know. Sometimes I feel like, oh, people might take offense, but it's like, it's not, I don't want you to take offense, but
yeah.
I just be going through it. And we're so, especially our generation, we're so quick to like, we mask stuff a lot.
Girl.
Like, we be going through stuff and we just be showing up, like going to work, doing this, doing that. And I don't know, sometimes it's good because obviously like you can forget about just, it in the short period of time. But in the long run, it's not good for us. And that's how, like, for example, you burn out and, you know, you it will just hit you one day. You'll be chilling and one day it just hit you because everything is just coming out.
Yeah,
but I remember that happened to me one time. Sorry, when I must have gone out and then literally I had, I think I had one, two drinks and then all of a sudden...
Spilling out.
Sorry, I'm recording and... There's someone at my door, so I had to say
it. It's funny because as soon as you said that, my my door went off as well.
Oh. I had to speak loud so they can hear that I'm recording. But what was I saying? Yeah, all of a sudden,
yeah, soon it went out.
It just, it all just came out, guys. I was in the dance room in tears, y'all.
Aww.
Like in tears because I had suppressed so much, and it all just came out. And that's when I said, this is not good. I need to go to therapy. This ain't it. This is not good. This ain't it.
How can I be in a dance thing, like, you just never know when it gets to you.
It was a whole day party.
Oh, really?
And literally, I was by the bar and I said, I said to my cousin, I think I'm going to start crying. I had to walk out.
And it was and there was no trigger. There was nothing. It just came. Yeah.
Oh, and sad. I said, this is not good. This is not good, girl. This is not good.
Literally, like.
But even then, it's like I had to process it before. Like I had to process why I was, even if I was triggered, like, why I was triggered, what triggered me, how, like, do you know what I mean? Everything before I was able to be like, okay, this is.
It's how we deal with it moving forward. Yeah.
But.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I'm the same. Like, I literally, like, I could just cry. I could literally at any point, and that's why I had to take that break last week, was I was like, I'm gonna have a breakdown. And like, I've never felt like that in my life. And I said, I don't want this, ain't it, this cannot be it, this is not it. But it's difficult, you have to just know. And I think I think friendships are not, it's not easy, because you, I think the older you get, obviously when you're younger, like, you don't really do much to maintain a friendship. But when you older you get...
Yeah, you see each other every day as well. Like,
you're surviving. Like, we're actually friends in school, and that's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think the older you get, when you start to live your own life, and your friends are living their own lives, and everyone's doing their own masters, and everyone's going their own paths, it makes it a bit difficult. But I think you just have to figure out what it is that you place so much value and weight on. And I think, like, I love my friends. I adore my friends. However... Mm-hmm. My peace of mind, even like saying my family as well, my peace of mind is the most important thing to me. And for me, anything that threatens that, everything in this world comes second to my peace of mind. So if I have a friend to you, if you feel like, honestly, and I don't take offense there, if you feel like I'm not a good friend to you and I'm not meeting your, because we talk about love languages in relationships a lot, there's love languages in friendships too. If you don't feel like I'm meeting your love language in this friendship, I don't take offense to you moving on, to this coming to an end. I've had a lot in my life end, and so I'm a pro. I'm expert dealing with that now. So do you get me? So like, it is just what it is. But I think it's knowing your friends and knowing people. I think, but sometimes as well, a lot of people are not self-aware enough to understand they're actually like quite demanding in relationships. They're demanding in friendships. Like, they're quite demanding human beings. But they don't understand, and they don't acknowledge that, and what that pressure may look like for someone else who's friends with you or who's in a relationship with you. But in this one, we'll have to just work on ourselves and see where the chips fall.
Yeah, no, I think especially with like the pressure part, because I think I'm thankful where I have low maintenance friendships where you don't have to do too much for us to be friends. Like, obviously, I'm not in a way where it's like, I can be friends with everybody. But as like my friends that I have now, like, we don't have to do too much to maintain
our friendship.
If that makes sense, like,
and it's not beef. Oh,
yeah,
the best ones.
We don't have to speak every day. We have to call each other every day.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that I want them to know that if you need me, like, I'm there, kind of thing. That you know what I mean. But it's not a thing where I'm going to be checking up on you every day and da, 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 da. Obviously, if I haven't heard from you in a while, I'll message you. But at the same time, it's like, it's not every day constantly good morning, good night, what are you up to? Like, honestly, I can't do this type of friendships, because
I can't.
After a while, what are we gonna talk about? What are we gonna talk like, about?
I don't like things that demand a lot from me.
Like, yeah, like
child, not honestly, friendship, not relationship, nothing. Please, let's
yeah,
be valid.
Like I can't do that. I think we can talk here and there. Obviously, if we talk consecutive days, that's also cool. But yeah. Not for the whole month or not for the whole year. Obviously, if it happens, it happens naturally, innit? But
that's the thing, it's natural.
Have to be forced.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Natural, yeah.
Have to be forced. You're messaging me every, asking me, where are you? Did it, you and I, my mate.
Yikes.
But I'm just thankful that I have those friendships where it's low maintenance and we don't have to do too much to like maintain our friendships. But also, like, I think the older you get as well, mm-hmm. you kind of have different expectations of what it is you expect from that friend.
Yeah.
And I think if once everybody communicates that, then it's all right. But I say this and I'm like, do you communicate that, Ikuya? I don't know.
I don't, do you know what's mad? Like, but again, because I reckon I'm a low maintenance friend. I'm the least I don't think I require that much maintenance. I don't.
I agree.
I actually don't. So I think because of that, like obviously it's for me, it's like for like. I like the same energy. Jimmy, I like low maintenance friendships. So I don't really be I've never really had to have a conversation or been in a position where I have to have a conversation about what our expectations are in this relationship. I'm sorry. Is this Iyanla? What the heck is going on here? I've never had a conversation with a friend where we express what our what we expect in this. But I think also, but obviously if something comes up and I do something that you don't like and you tell me, I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
in that scenario. Yeah.
But I've never like...
just sit and have a conversation and say, I expect you to call when I call you on the first ring. Not like that.
I didn't have relationships though, but I think relationships is different because again, that's a different... Yeah, I feel like, it's different. You have to, because this man I'm going to take it for idiot. So I have to do that. But in my friendship, I don't really have to. But again, I just think it depends on the friends. Like, I can't deal with high maintenance friendships where you're requiring this and like, damn, get off my back. I said that in a while. Get off my back.
If your friend does something and that it upsets you, then you can be like, oh, by the way, like, I don't know, like, not going to, I keep saying birthday, but like not going to a birthday dinner, for example. If that upset you, you're in your right to tell your friend, like, oh, by the way, this upset me. And it's up to your friend as to how they
wish to deal with it.
Receive that information and deal with it. But I think for me, I would want to know than like not knowing and my friend cutting me off because I did something that upset them, because I'll be like, well, you didn't even tell me. Like,
do you know what's mad? I'll be honest, I'm someone who like if someone cut me off, I would have noticed, you know. I wouldn't even notice. I'm like too in my own world. It's when I'll be like, oh, I haven't heard from a queer in a while, let me message her. I'm like, oh. And even though because sometimes when I message people as well, I forget I message them. So if I message you today and I ask you a question, unless it's like a pressing matter where I'm in a shop, I'm like, Ekwe, do you want a strawberry Fanta? If you reply tomorrow, it's when you reply, I'll be like, oh, yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
same.
I'm too caught up in like doing life that I will notice. And because I'm low maintenance and I want low maintenance friendships, if you cut me off and you're expecting me, have you ever had even in relationship, like not in relationship, but like a guy you are talking to, but you're not really giving him energy. He's obviously wanting energy. And then he feels like, and he takes a step back. I didn't even notice.
And then
they kind of try to act aggy with you, like try act like, sir, I didn't even know you were gone.
I only noticed when he actually indirected me on social media. I said,
no, you're not talking to me.
Your ego is hurt. I didn't even know it was like that between us. I thought it was free.
Do you know what's funny? I didn't notice until like I messaged them, like, oh, hi, you all right? And then they're talking me like, I'm like, is everything okay? They'd be like, oh, you didn't even do that. I'm like, yikes, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't come and kill myself.
I think,
sorry.
I don't know. If I haven't heard from someone in a long time, I think I most likely will message them and just say, hey, you're right, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I don't, because some people initially will take it as that like, you've cut me off, but you don't know, they might not have cut you off. It's just you both haven't heard from each other in a long time.
Yeah.
But I think for me, my issue is when you make it, because I don't know, but sometimes I do that as well, where like, let's just say I message someone, and if I say like, hey, you okay? And they say, yeah, I'll be like, ah.
No fights.
What have I done?
But now where am I in it?
Yeah, but sometimes it's not actually about you. It's just
yeah, like, and
example,
that's it.
I can be quick on the go, and I just said, yeah, I am. I forgot to say you as well. Like, do you know what I mean? But it's not, but then sometimes I will read someone's message and think, well, what have I done to you?
Do you know what I always think? It's when, for me, it's like in response to, so obviously certain things that I wouldn't talk a certain way. So like, say someone says, I'll be like, and they're like, okay. Like, ah. But because I don't type that, so I'm learning not to project how I interpret stuff onto other people. Because for them, they're actually fine. Because I brought up, like, you said okay. And they'll be like, yeah, because it's okay. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I try not to project. I'm sorry, but if you open your mouth and let me know that you're mad at me, I would not notice. And I've been living life. And that's been, because you know what's mad? It's when you're angry at somebody, because I've done it before, where I'm upset with somebody. Tends to be males, to be fair, guys I date when I didn't communicate my feelings very well, and I'll be mad at them, but they're just they're enjoying life, they're doing shisha with the boys. I'm thinking, and I'm over here fuming, and it will be the same thing, because me, I wouldn't notice. So you better tell me, because me, guess what, I'm doing clink clink boomerangs on Instagram and you'll be thinking, this raggedy hole, she don't even, like, listen, but open your mouth.
But it all goes down to just communicate. Like, it's easier said than done, because sometimes I'll be struggling to communicate, but it's literally just speak up.
Literally,
speak up.
Just speak up.
Just speak up. But it's easier said than done. There, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I know. Honestly, trust me. I know it is. It's I don't be speaking up.
Yeah, like, I'm same. I don't be speaking up, but
I observe up, and like, I observe and I keep it moving. I observe and I move accordingly. That's my vibe.
But that's not healthy, though. That's not healthy. It's not. You need to stop that.
I'm working on it. Yeah, day by day.
But no, I think in all relations, like in all relationships, not just friends, not just romantic ones, romantic, in all types of relationships, I think we just need to speak up. If something upsets you, if you don't like something, even if you do like something, like your friend's doing something amazing, speak up. Let that person know.
Yeah, literally.
Like, let that person know, because half of the time, that could be like that push that gives that person like the motivation to carry on going.
Yeah, literally. So, you never know how you can affect someone's day.
Yeah. So if you like something sometimes I assume that you already know. For example, like I'll see a nice pair of someone's hairs laid. Like on Instagram story or something.
Yeah.
But I assume you already know your hair is laid, girl.
Because why else is the picture up?
But then it's like, you need to tell that person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you actually never know. Like, you just never know that could boost that person's confidence. Do you know what I mean? But I have the habit of, I just assume that people just know that you fire. Like, you look good. Yeah.
But you know what it is as well? When I think of sometimes how I feel when I'm posting a picture, sometimes I'll be looking like I'll be looking down in the mud. I'll be feeling anxiety. My mood. Listen, and my
does it
mood.
Happen to you?
Of course it does.
Before you post.
But like, it's mad, because even like, it's funny, because even my, I posted on my Insta story this morning when I got to church. And I was gonna look at, I was gonna pick it apart. I said no. I just posted it.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna start picking it apart. But even sometimes when I think of like how I feel when I'm posting, like sometimes I feel ugly, but I'm posting a picture where I look nice. So if someone goes out of their way to tell me like, you know what, you look really like, you're really pretty, you're just beautiful, it makes my day, because in that moment I'm not feeling how this picture you think I'm feeling.
Made you feel, yeah.
I always just say to people like, let's all encourage each other. Let's give people compliments. Some of your friend is doing a great job. Just be like, you know, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Even if you know your friend is having a difficult time, like they're currently dealing with something, and you just see them like get up and go to work or go out or something, just be like, you know what, I'm proud of you for doing that. Like,
it's just
this world is hard. Yeah. Let's all just help ourselves wherever we can, man.
Yeah. And let's give each other like grace. Don't be giving yourself, your friends. Okay, there's sometimes free strikes and out, but
not free when strikes it comes and to- out, child.
But also, when it comes to friendships, like, I'm someone that, like, I always look at how someone's been there for me. And so I try to not be too harsh. Like, some of you lot are just so harsh on your friends. But when it comes to your man, you'll be giving them 1,000 chances. But, like, don't get me wrong. There's obviously some friends that are just bad on the naughty step.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know your friend's not usually like that,
that's
give them
thing.
1 chance, 2 chance, speak to them. And then, do you know what I mean? And then that's when you can be like,
not
okay,
me sing, about to sing.
What are you gonna sing?
You heard the song, that song, it's a Ghanaian song.
What song is that?
I don't think it's one chance, I think it's one shot. Give me that one shot, two shot.
Oh, and
I don't know who sings it. Yeah, that's it. Who sings that again? Is it Shatta Wale?
Shatta Wale, someone else.
Yeah,
and utterly.
Yeah, when you said that, it reminded me of, I was going to say something. But carry on, sorry.
Yeah, no, like, obviously, speak to your friend. Mm-hmm. And that's when you can be like, okay, I've spoken to you. I've told you. I'm going to observe and act accordingly. Do you know what I mean? That's like, right. That's when you can be like, you're on the naughty step forever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, guys, encourage each other. Let's encourage each other.
Honestly, it's hard. Yeah,
what I've taken away from this episode is I'm gonna be more vocal when I like view people's stories.
I'm actually so done.
If I see something I like, I'll actually say it.
Yeah, you should.
I just assume that, like, you know, you look good, girl.
That you know.
Yeah, but sometimes people, even though they know, it's nice for them to know.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
Yeah,
well, yeah, guys, we're gonna end it there because I'm hungry. I need to go make some panda jam before we go out. Do you think it's a good idea to eat panda jam before we go out?
No.
When am I gonna get have to when am I when am I going to get to eat panda jam then? Cause what's I'm gonna eat today? No,
you haven't eaten. Okay, then you need to eat then. I thought you're feeling peckish and want to throw add an extra meal.
Peckish. That's I said peckish and eating pounded jam. Sorry.
Listen. Yeah, I thought you were trying to have a quick meal, another one before we go.
Then I haven't eaten today. I haven't eaten, like, no breakfast, nothing.
Oh, no, no, that's bad. You need to eat.
Yeah, I need to eat. I just don't want to look. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. I'm going to have to. Okay, I was going to wear a different wig, but I can't.
This one is nice, though.
Yeah, I was going to wear a bob, but that time to straighten the bob is when I'm going to make my pounded jam. So.
Something's got to give. I don't even know what I'm wearing still. Anyway, this is none of you guys' business. We're going now. Bye.
Yeah. I'm not to get into all detail about, okay, so what time are we doing? I was going to go to everything. Well, we ended there. I don't know if you guys would want to hear all of that information.
Yeah. This is just gisting now.
Yeah, I have a dilemma. I don't know if I should go with a long weave or short weave. By the time you guys see this, you wouldn't be able to tell me your opinions because I would have worn whatever wig I'm wearing, so.
But let us know, though, still.
Yeah.
Because then you can use it for next time.
I probably won't. I'm joking, I won't.
Guys, I'm playing. You see your girl.
Well, yeah, guys, we appreciate you guys, as always. Let us know your thoughts on friendships. Let us know if you feel friendship anxiety, if that's a real thing. Honestly, let's get some DMs so we can read them out next week. Yes. Let us know your thoughts. And have you contacted the people that are coming on the end of year episode?
When
I know I haven't lifted a finger.
No, we're in the process. I've contacted one already, yeah. And she's okay. Agreed. So nice. We're in the process, guys. So yeah, a DM should be coming your way.
Your way, and and then we'll do a question. Actually, yeah, we'll do a questions thing. I think leading up to it as well, we'll do a questions thing where people can ask us questions to kind of round the year. If you want to send those in as well now, you can get your questions out. I think it'll be a good episode of transparency and openness. Hopefully I can tell you guys.
We can do an anonymous one if you guys are scared to put your names. We can do an anonymous one.
Yeah, we'll do that thing on Instagram. I'll connect the thing. You know when you start sending an anonymous message? Because it actually doesn't show the thing. And then we'll open it all up on the actual day of recording.
Be nice to guys. Don't be mean.
How can you be mean? What could you possibly be mean about? We are so lovely.
It's true. That's true.
But if you're mean to me, I'm mean to you. Anyway, you guys know. I'm playing around. My tolerance is low, okay? But we're playing, man. But we appreciate you guys as always. I hope you guys had a nice weekend. Have a great start to the week. Compliment somebody today. You know when pastor turn to your neighbor and say you are blessed.
Whoever
you're
say
around,
something nice to your neighbor.
Yes, when you hear this, say something every day this week. Go out of your way to compliment somebody. And also be kind to yourself. Yeah. So two challenges. Compliment somebody every single day this week. And also, whenever you find yourself trying to criticize yourself or be hard on yourself, rein it in straight away. As soon as that thought comes in, rein it back. I find my straightener does my blanket. But yeah. So let us know how you guys get on. And I think that's it from us today. Panda Jam is calling my name.
Yeah, so guys. Also, when is Ashake, by the way? Sorry, this is random.
Have you got a ticket?
No. I was going to say that if you guys are going to Ashake as well, be safe because I've seen videos.
I want to go.
Hella crazy. So be safe. I haven't got a ticket,
but I want to go.
Bye.
Bye, guys.